Because this budget shortchanges the needs of our growing state and has the wrong priorities, I will veto it today. However, legislative leaders have said that they want me to sign the budget, and I do want to sign one, but I want to sign one that's good for our state. If, after my veto, the legislature would make a handful of simple but important changes, I would sign the budget, even though there are many other provisions that I don't like. So what are those simple changes? First, this budget spends $1.1 billion on a tax plan that mostly benefits wealthy and the corporations. Millionaires get a tax cut that is 85 times larger than what a middle-class family would get. So for my signature on a budget, they should eliminate the corporate tax cut, include the child care tax credits that were set out in my budget, and limit their income tax cut to those making less than $150,000 a year. This means that the tax cut benefits will go to the individuals and families who truly need help. So I'm willing to compromise on that measure. Second, our state budget must invest more in education. For my signature, they should fully fund teacher pay raises, including starting and veteran teachers, as I did in my budget, so that we can be on a path to reaching teacher pay that gets to at least the national average in a few years. They need to set aside money for additional school support personnel, people like nurses, teaching assistants, and counselors, who help make sure kids have what they need to learn. They need to include a classroom supply stipend that my budget did. It's a small amount compared to the overall budget, but it means we give teachers money, an annual bonus, to help them afford school supplies that they and parents now pay for out of their pockets. And they also need to invest in expanding broadband internet access, a critical tool for our economy and our students who need to be connected to compete. And finally, there should be a phase out of the private school voucher program that drains money from public education to spend it in private schools with little accountability. This list doesn't come close to covering all the concerns that I have with this budget, particularly those provisions that I believe are unconstitutional. But the changes that I propose today would reflect more of the vision that this state demands. And it is the kind of budget that I have been calling for. Those changes could be made and voted on in minutes, but they would have a lasting positive effect for years. I urge them to consider these changes after I veto and return this budget. And if they make these changes, I'll sign the budget. We can do better, and I'm offering an opportunity for the legislature to do that. With that, I'm happy to take your questions. Yes?
Senator Berger said last week, speaking about you and the budget, saying that if the governor vetoes it, the votes are there to overturn the veto quickly. Your reaction to that, and where do we go from here if that is ultimately what happens?
Well, first, they certainly do have the votes. I continue to appeal to fair-minded Republicans who know that this budget is a giveaway to the wealthy and hurts education. They know it. So many of them are being forced to toe the party line. We need to give them the opportunity to do the right thing. If they don't, we'll have to work with this budget, take what we can from it, and work to fight another battle on another day.
Yes, sir. You said last week that it was, you think, the most fiscally irresponsible budget you've ever seen. Do you still feel that way, and does that type of rhetoric make it impossible to come up with compromise on the budget?
Well, the two simple changes that I have proposed fixes the fiscal irresponsibility. And yes, this is an irresponsible budget. Look at what's happening at the federal level. Significant cuts are looming for our state. This is even aside from the fact that these tax giveaways that are in this budget blows a $600 million hole in our budget. We're now going to have to be coming up with ways to fund education, health care, and other policy areas that the federal government used to fund. We're kidding ourselves if we don't think that these cuts aren't coming. It's irresponsible to be doing that now. And my changes shifts these tax giveaways from the wealthy to investment in education. Like I say, there are dozens and dozens of other provisions that were done in secret that I don't agree with, but I would sign a budget if they would make those simple changes that I think would change the trajectory of our state and would make this budget at least fiscally responsible. Yes.
Governor, you talk about how you want to reach out to some of the moderate Republicans, but there were Democrats who voted for this budget. So what is the message to them? Are they wrong?
My message is the same to them. Each of them may have had certain reasons for their districts for voting for a budget, but I urge them, as I urge Republicans, to keep the overall vision of this budget and where we're going as a state. They need to look at what's happening with education in their districts instead of a few hundred thousand dollars for a project. We need to make sure that we invest in education that helps the state overall. And I would urge both Democratic and Republican legislators to vote against overriding this veto. Let's take a shot at doing these two things. I think the majority of legislators would be in favor of making these changes. I think that Republican leadership is so wedded to these tax giveaways that politically it's going to be different. But if they do push this budget through, then we'll be taking our case to the people. Yes.
Have you had a chance to see the judicial maps proposed by Senator Burr yet?
I've heard about them. I'm going to be reviewing them. What I've heard just simply tells me that they're trying to rig the courts because they've lost and they know they're going to lose if they don't. This is an attempt to threaten the judiciary and to rig the judiciary in their favor. I'll look at all of the specifics and see what's going on, but from what I hear, it's not good. Oh, okay, Gary, okay, either one.
Everyone has done a lot of communicating through news conferences. When was the last time you spoke to Republicans directly?
Oh, last week. We speak a lot. In fact, we've been talking significantly about some major economic development projects for North Carolina. And I will still say that I'm able to compartmentalize these issues and can talk personally with the Speaker and the President pro tem and Republican and Democratic leadership on issues where we can find consensus. I wish we could find more. I think we all agree that we need to attract major businesses and advanced manufacturing, and we all agree that it's going to take some incentives to get them to come to North Carolina. So we've been working on that, and I mentioned earlier in my comments that these transformational project provisions that we requested were put into the budget. And that those talks occurred right as the budget was being completed. So we did have some input on some provisions, and I'm going to continue to talk to leadership and try to find areas of agreement when we can. But this budget, the way it has been drawn, is wrong for our state. It's the wrong vision. It sends us off the track. And they need to stop it and rethink it and make the changes that I suggest.
Yes. Governor, several years ago when Republicans took over and began writing these budgets, we heard some really strong rhetoric about how bad they were. I believe the phrase that I heard a lot was that the seed corn had been thrown out. And yet, the corn still grows in North Carolina. This continual, this is the worst budget ever rhetoric, how does that dovetail with past experience the last few years when things have progressed?
Well, first, the economy is improving all over the country. Every single state is seeing a reduction in unemployment, and things are getting better across the country. Middle-class families in North Carolina are still hurting. They don't see the needle moving for them. They see college increasingly unaffordable for their kids. They're looking for a better life for them. Had we invested more in education over the last few years, we would be in a much better position now than we are for those middle class families. Yeah, people who own a lot of stock are doing just fine. People who are going to get these tax breaks are doing just fine. But those middle class families, the ones that are depending on quality education to get their kids through college and to get them to have a better life, they're the ones that have been hurt by past budgets and will continue to be hurt if this budget passes. Yes, sir.
You mentioned a couple items that you said were unconstitutional in the budget. Could you identify them?
Well, I think there's pretty clearly some issues regarding separation of powers, and that has been constantly tried by the General Assembly. But we're going to look at all that and figure it out. Yes. If I could have written the budgets for the last 5 years, we'd already be at the national average, okay? So, no, I'm not looking at them in a vacuum. I'm looking at what has not been done. Yes, there have been paltry increases in times where the state has done pretty well, and they've diverted those increases to cut tax cuts for the wealthy. So we're now still striving to get teacher pay where it needs to be. And what they do is they create a budget gimmick mirage by leaving out veteran teachers and starting teachers and say they're giving almost 10%, but it's only 10% for a certain population of teachers. And that's trying to fool the public. They're not fooled. That's why they're here. They're not fooled. They know what this budget does. And this is not the teacher pay plan that I proposed. It's not even close. Yes. You know, one of the things we have to do is to honor our veterans and to make sure we do it across the board in both life and death. I will look at this provision to see if there is something that we can do from an administrative level. Obviously, it's something that hurts a particular community. We want to send the right message to veterans. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.